You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the share market. The GIFT Nifty recorded a 0.22% loss during today's early trading session, with a value of 19,470, indicating a negative opening for domestic indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex. On Wednesday, benchmark Indian equity indices Nifty and Sensex ended mixed but flat amid volatility. Nifty 50 hit a fresh all-time high above 19,400, but pared its gains to settle 0.05% higher, while Sensex ended lower by 0.05% at 65,446.04. According to Vinod Nair, head of research at Geojit Financial Services, global worries along with moderation in service PMI data briefly impacted the domestic market's rally. He further said that the heightened trade tensions between the US and China, coupled with uncertainties surrounding the upcoming release of FOMC minutes, tested the risk appetite of global investors. Moving on, valuations in the Indian markets are trending on the higher side, which may make investors a tad nervous, but most market players believe that India is relatively better placed and the long-term story continues to be favorable. According to Bloomberg data, the Nifty's current price earnings stands at 23.54, with the one-year forward price earnings at 19.84. This is on the higher side, considering that the 10-year average Nifty price earnings is 20.20. The highest price earnings recorded by the benchmark was 33.86 on October 18, 2021, while the lowest was 9.0 on October 27, 2008. Motilal Oswal's recent India Valuations Handbook stated that given the healthy macros, range-bound oil prices, a robust fiscal balance sheet and moderating inflation, the outlook for the market looks optimistic. In another development, API Holdings, the parent company of online pharmacy major PharmEasy, is exploring various avenues to secure funds of up to Rs 2,500 crore, including tapping investors or through a rights issue. The move comes at a time when API Holdings is aiming to strengthen its financial position and par debt. However, these deals are expected to value PharmEasy at Rs 5,000 to 6,000 crore, down 80 to 90% from the earlier valuations. The holding company is believed to be in advanced stages of talks with Manipal Group for the fundraiser. API Holdings had earlier pledged shares of Thyrocare with Goldman Sachs and others for raising debt. Meanwhile, global rice prices, now at their highest in 11 years, are set to rally further after India moved to boost payments to farmers, just as El Nino threatens yields in key producers and alternative staples get costlier for poor Asians and Africans. India accounts for more than 40% of world rice exports, which were 56 million tons in 2022. But low inventories mean any cut in shipments will fuel food prices driven up by Russia's invasion of Ukraine last year and erratic weather. Rice is a staple for more than 3 billion people and nearly 90% of the water-intensive crop is produced in Asia, where the El Nino weather pattern usually brings lower rainfall. In other developments, Godrej Consumer Products Limited reported double-digit volume growth for its organic business in India in the first quarter of FY 2023-24. In a regulatory filing, the company said that the performance was broad-based with double-digit volume growth in the home care segment, which has brands like Goodnight and HIT, and higher than mid-single-digit volume growth in the personal care segment, which houses brands like Synthol. The business made up nearly 57% of its total revenue in the immediately previous quarter. GCPL had, in the previous quarter, reported a 24.47% growth in its consolidated net profit at Rs 452.14 crore, led by volume growth. In a good news for rail commuters, Indian Railways will commence the commercial operation of the country's 27th Vande Bharat Express train from July 9th onwards. This new semi-high-speed train has been allotted for Rajasthan. The train will be flagged off by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on July 7th through video conferencing from Gorakhpur Railway Station. The new blue and white colour train will operate between Jodhpur and Ahmedabad Railway Stations. During its journey between the two cities and vice versa, the Jodhpur-Ahmedabad Vande Bharat Express will halt at six railway stations. These are Pali Marwar, Falna, Abu Road, Palanpur Junction and Mahesana Junction. Lastly, ahead of the Goods and Services Tax Council meeting on July 11th, the Fitment Committee of the Council has reportedly recommended removing the tax on the cancer drug dinutuximab, reducing the rate to 5% from 18% on kachri papar and steel slag. Currently pre-packed and labelled papad attracts 5% GST. However, kachri and kachari papads were attracting 18% GST. It has been recommended to reduce GST from 18% to 5% on kachri and kachri papad, which are not fried and made by extraction process. The proposed change would bring parity with other papads. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.